Good morning, this is Bianca and Alex with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's Star Casino is at risk of another financial blow following the termination of their initial agreement to sell their stake of Queen's Wharf to Hong Kong investors. The investors, Chow Tai Fook Enterprises and Far East Consortium, each already own 25% of the Star Casino's complex and had agreed to a deal with Star Entertainment to purchase their stake for $53 million. However, the two companies issued a notice to terminate the deal last week, only days away from when the deal was due to take effect on July 7. The deal being in doubt again means the casino operator could face the prospect of bankruptcy for the second time in a year. The termination notice will come into effect next Monday unless it is withdrawn within 5 business days.
Queensland Treasurer David Janetsky has sparked a debate with Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan after claiming that Queensland's GST revenue is keeping the lights on in Victoria hospitals. Janetsky claims that $800 million has been stripped from Queensland to subsidise pandemic shortcomings of the southern states, particularly Victoria. Jacinta Allan has dismissed this claim as just bullshit, citing that historically her state had contributed more to the national pool. This debate follows revelation that Queensland is $5.3 billion worse off in GST growth when compared to other states, with its debt growing over $200 billion.
In national news, the collapse of an Australian fashion group has resulted in 40,000 Bangladeshi workers being laid off. Mosaic Brands entered voluntary admission in October of last year, with the company owning brands such as Miller's, Rockman's and Noni B. The owner of one of the Bangladesh factories, Jabed Ahmed, faces a debt of almost $2.5 million as a result of thousands of unpaid orders from the company. Ahmed told the ABC that his company, Padmasatel Arab, has had to fire around 500 workers as a result. At least 23 factory workers in Bangladesh were owed a total of $30 million by Mosaic when the company went under. Factory owners have sent a letter to the Australian High Commission in Bangladesh about what they are owed. The South Australian government has begun conducting a review of its non-mainstream school systems. The review comes amid nationwide concerns about school attendance rates, which have not fully recovered to pre-2020 levels following the global COVID-19 pandemic. This follows proposed legislative changes, including introducing a statutory warning letter for parents and potential fines for failing to enrol children in school or make sure of their attendance. The current review is focused on examining various non-mainstream education alternatives, as approximately 10,000 out of 174,000 students enrolled in South Australian public schools participate in a non-mainstream program. The initiative is designed to engage students who are educated outside the traditional public school framework due to various challenges, including disability, behavioural issues, and geographical isolation.
In international news, thousands of protesters have gathered in Bangkok to demand the resignation of Thailand's Prime Minister over a leaked phone call with the previous Cambodian PM. The phone call, which came after a border flare-up between Cambodia and Thailand, has infuriated Thai nationalists due to the conciliatory behaviour towards the Cambodian PM from Pei Tong Tan Shinawat. Police estimated that over 10,000 people attended the protest, making it the largest demonstration in the country since the ruling Phu Thai Party came to power in 2023. Shinawat has apologised for the phone call, but this has done little to halt criticism, and protesters have promised to continue to flood the streets until she steps down. The Constitutional Court this week will decide whether to take up a petition seeking Pei Tong Tan's removal due to her alleged unprofessionalism. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some westerly winds. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. That was very informative. Oh, geez, I bet you would be thinking I'd have a comment or two about that Bangladeshian boss.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, like...
And that's just one factory of, I think it was like 7 or 8 that total to
Just to let you know, I have no sympathy at all for that man. None. Zero.
For him as a owner of a factory, definitely not. But for the workers themselves.
Yes. Yeah, the workers, you know. But their garment industry is one of the most exploitative industries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for bringing all that. Now, we had a chat earlier and I heard Transmission talking about, it seems to be Glastonbury is the hot topic.
Yeah, I think
it's so I'm going to take listeners there now. But first off, in this first thing that I'm going to play, there's going to be a little bit of Hebrew spoken. So I thought that I would translate that from in the first place. The Hebrew that is stated in this next audio clip is, "We are laying complete siege on Gaza. No electricity, no food, no water. We are fighting against human animals." So this is a bit of a response to that. You will hear that in this audio. I thought I'd give you the interpretation beforehand. Here we go on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
This next song contains words I don't know. Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.
If you see something that doesn't look right, let's speak to Star